This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
So we had a little bit of a race getting here, you see.
Yes.
Liam and I have been hanging out for the last couple of hours, and then we both looked at the time and went, we need to get to Joy.
Yeah.
The clock is a ticking. Liam got on his bike, and the train was going to be, it was about, 20 minutes till the show started, 25?
I think it was about that. It was
about
like
that.
3:33 or something.
And the next tram for me was going to be like 13 minutes.
Yep.
And you know you can never trust those. So I went in a ride sharing device and you got on your bike.
Yes.
And we decided to see who was going to get to Joy first.
Yes.
Now, our timing was pretty much similar. I thought you would beat me.
Well, I forgot that we were racing. otherwise, they would have gone much
faster. It wasn't like I couldn't do much. It's like, there's only so much that the driver will let me do. I was being driven.
Yeah.
In the life that I am accustomed.
And I nearly got hit twice. And then
on your bike?
Oh, yeah. Like cars swerved into the bike lane.
This is, I'm all for riding my bike. I'm not all for riding my bike in the city. It freaks me out. I don't mind riding my bike in the suburbs, but even, I live in Collingwood, even there doesn't feel safe. Have no qualms in Richmond or Kew.
See, I live in Preston, and St George's Road has this amazing bike path all the way down to Fitzroy.
But I just find in the city, even with these awesome bike paths, people don't pay attention to them.
No, and then somebody walked into the bike path looking at their phone. It's a good thing my brakes work.
I'm just angry at the thought. And this is why I'm scared to ride my bike in the city. But you ride your bike in the city often?
Yeah.
Well,
if I have to.
If you have to. This was a scenario where we kind of had no other choice.
I often ride to Collingwood.
Yeah.
Because there are things in Collingwood I like,
mm-hmm.
but also it's a good distance. It's like, I think it's about 10 kilometres from my house. So there and back, that's 20 kilometres of cycling.
Good. It's good exercise. This is what helps keep you thin.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get on my bike more often.
And also with the power thighs.
Well, more about Liam's power thighs later in the show. You're on Mad Wednesday. We're here with a whole heap of fun. You're joined by Liam and Dean. Now, Liam, you were talking before about riding your bike here to Joy today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you nearly got cut off by two cars and also by a pedestrian.
A pedestrian walking
into... Does this happen to you a lot?
When you get closer to the city, yes.
So everyone's just always in the way all the time.
Yeah, so kind of like the older parts of Melbourne, it happens because the paths are, the cycle lanes are more sort of slapdash added as an afterthought, whereas in the newer / more refurbished parts of Melbourne, aka gentrified parts, I guess, mm-hmm. where they put a little more thought into where cycle paths
or just
should
width.
Go.
Just a little bit more of a width.
Or more width, like St. George's Road. That baby is so wide.
That's prepared.
They pretty much just put the cycle path in the middle of the giant traffic island that goes all the way down.
But what do you do? Like, I know that there are a lot of people. One of the things that drives me nuts is when bike riders ding their bell like crazy. And I get dinged by the bell a lot, but by bike riders that are on the footpath, not in the bike lane, really irritates me to know.
If you're on the footpath, you should be going slower.
Shouldn't be dinging nothing.
No. Like, you only want to be going at, like, a brisk walking pace.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's as fast as you should be going. Otherwise, you're going to get... I mean, you're not supposed to be on the footpath anyway.
Exactly. I know of other cyclists that just kind of yell out to people when they're looking at their phone and not paying attention. Do you have a signal, a preferred signal that you like to use?
It's more of like a beach glare.
But you're moving so quickly.
If somebody steps out in front of me, I will like slam my brakes on and make a big like sort of dramatic fuss about it.
Oh, you're just all
just
about
like,
the drama,
and then
like
just
Melrose
stare
Place
yeah.
season 4 type drama?
Yeah, oh yeah. No, I'm going more like passions.
Passions drama. Okay, so it's more Bold and Beautiful, lots of deep meaningful stares and things like that.
Also, everyone's in soft focus. I'll take my glasses off.
I mean, I'm just imagining you on a bike with your helmet on and really big shoulder pads, which I think is fantastic.
Oh man, can anyone get me some shoulder pads?
We're going to need to make that happen. If you've got shoulder pads that can fit Liam, why don't you let us know, or another bike story or a story collision that you've had with someone on their bike, why don't you let us know?
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.